questions.
Probably what you were going to say. I think that was one of the most emotional games we've seen here. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the match.
Yeah, it was emotional. Which in a way, it's good to see. Right, it's good to see the passion and emotion of fans and every player's getting into it. But you know, the thing is, when you're a player, your coaches, staff, it's got to be controlled emotions when you play. You can't let the emotions get the better of you. And I think what happened today, I think the emotions got the best out of quite a few people tonight. I think with us, you know, when the game was at, you know, when it was 11-11, I thought it was a good game. It was a good match. It was 10-10. I thought our guys, you know, they stuck to the game plan. You know, they were shifting the ball well. We were getting in the right areas. At halftime, I asked them just to be a little bit more composed in that final third, in and around the box, rather than rush things. We felt our opportunity was going to come. Now, a lot of people think that, you know, when a team goes a man down or two men down, it's easy to play against. It's not. It's even worse sometimes where you start going off. They're just going to bunker in. They're going to have good shape. It's going to make it difficult for us. And you're missing a little bit of experience, that older head in the team that just goes, okay, hey, let's just relax now. We're going to get our opportunity. Let's keep the width. Let's open the ball. Let's open them up. Let's get the ball moving a little bit. And I thought we lost it a little bit there. We were pushing it. We started going a little bit more direct, which is not our style of play. You know, they go down and score on us, which I wasn't happy about. I don't think anybody was. But fair play to the boys. You know, they fought back, and you know, obviously just got one just before the end of the game there. But you know, I think it was a game that we would have liked to walk away with 3 points today.
There was a big chance there before Calvin scored.
You know, as soon as we missed it, I looked at our bench and said that was our chance. That was our chance there to score. You know, I think Simon, I think he just saw a bit late. You know, the big man put a good shift in tonight. I think he started to get a little cramps just before we pulled him off. But I think he just misread it and just couldn't get on the end of it. And I think if he was a little bit fresher, he would have notched that one in. But you know, it was a good opportunity. It was in the right spot, but just couldn't capitalize on it. And then they go down the other way, and you know it was going to come.
Not, I guess, particularly. You know, even from the first game that we played Calvary, I was always on the target list from day one. And, you know, it just happened to be that this was the game where it wasn't going to work for them. And the amount of times players got in my face and wanted to leave a tackle or leave something on me, I didn't care. I was all up for it. But thankfully, you know, the referees saw what they were trying to do and, you know, put an end to it. And I was happy for that, especially because not only I don't mind that rivalry, I don't mind that hard type of play, but there's a point where you cross the line and you're putting a player's health at risk, and that's the part I'm not up for. And happy the referee stepped in and, you know, kind of settled things down a bit.
Was that the challenge from Lavila
then? You know, fair play to him. He was trying to win the ball. You know, he came in. He knew he came in late, and he knew. He apologized. He knew he was in the wrong. The other part is I don't appreciate other players coming up my face. It was me and Mavilla. You know, we walked away from that. And Escalante came up in my face for no apparent reason. And you know, he left a hand on me, and you know, ref saw it, and it went spiral from there. So.
I mean, I think from an overall organizational standpoint, I thought we were very well organized not only since the first whistle here, but over the course of the last few games. And we've really, you know, we've really taken not conceding to heart and doing everything that we can to not concede, but to also go down the other way and knock some goals. And I think that was really evident in the Edmonton game. And even in that, you know, us as defenders and even us as a team, we definitely set goals to not concede and keep a clean sheet. Unfortunately, we gave one up in each, but I think from an overall standpoint, they didn't really break us down on too many occasions. And when we did have to deal with it, I thought we dealt with it quite well.
Did you, like,
Wata put a good shift in tonight. He always does. He, you know, for me, Wata does the dirty work behind the scenes, and you know, he's a clever little player. If you watch him closely, you know, he finds great little spaces, good little pockets. He's got good movement and balance, which I like in a midfielder. And he deserved that. You know, he saw the build up, made a good run into that back stick, and I'm happy for the little man to get his goal.
While this game played out and the other games earlier today put you officially out of the playoffs, now looking forward, does that change the strategy at all, how you play? Like two more games, like Forge, you're going to be playing next week.
Yeah.
Next game, anything different?
No, you know, we'll look at it. I mean, we don't want to shy away from who we are as a team. You know, this season is all about building. It's about finding the right group of players that can play our football. You know, and come the off season, we got more work to do, where we got to get some more players in and move some players on, and that's part of the job. We got to continue to build our squad. I mean, I'll tell you this for free: for the last four games, we'd definitely be not playing long ball football direct. You know, I think we're happy in, where we are as a team, our philosophy, our style of play. You know, we've just got to keep building on that now. I mean, look, we're still third in the table. Obviously, we'd like to be picked up a win tonight and be sick. You know, those two games against Hamilton would have been great. You know, could have pulled them right back in. But, you know, it's not meant to be, and I've said it, you know, from day one, this team, it's a new team. We're just putting this together. You know, it's our first season, and it's going to take time. Consistency plays in where teams have been around for a while, a number of years. So we got to understand, look, this season's going to be a roller coaster. We're going to be high, we're going to be low, and we're all learning. But, you know, we're definitely going to be looking to win those next few games, especially against Hamilton.
Do you take it as a measure of growth that you've seen inside that you've been
Yeah, you know, for us, look, we're... To be honest with you, you can ask these guys, they're not scared of anybody in this league. You know, we've put some great performances in against some good teams, and we've walked away with our heads held up high and picked up 3 points. Other times we've had teams here and we've absolutely dominated the game and got nothing out of it. You know, that's football. But you know, I'm delighted to see where the guys are now from where they started. I think they've come on leaps and bounds. I think it's a completely different team. And I think if you ask them, they're enjoying their football. And, you know, obviously they'd like to pick up a few more points, but overall I think that they're enjoying it, which I'm delighted to see.
Last question. Jimmy, yes. You know, moving away a bit from, you know, the on-field stuff, looking at, like, off-field, you have two international players sitting beside you in Justin and Ryan. You know, we've seen, you know, Ryan become an internationalized with Brooke 9. We know Justin and Emilio rejected call-ups to the national team last window. Can you talk a little bit about the relationships that are starting to form between you and the international game and the national team coaches, and kind of how you navigate that in respect to obviously representing your country, but looking at the club commitment?
Yeah, look, for me, I mean, look, it's an honor. It's an honor to play for your country. And when these guys get the call, it's because they're performing. They're playing week in and week out, and they're catching the eye of the national team. And it shows you that these guys can play at that level, the international level. You know, and same with Emilio. Emilio's getting a call-up as well. But, you know, for me, I think Emilio's a little bit more behind, where he's still developing. You know, it's his first real year, but he's had some great games. In the offseason, we'll have to do a lot of work with him and get him ready to have a good season next year. But, you know, it's a feather in their hat for these guys. And it's also for me as well. You know, been working with these guys, and all of a sudden now, you know, they're getting international call-ups. They're playing week in and week out. And to see them grow as a footballer and as an individual, you know, it's rewarding for me as well. And the staff and the club, the organization, to show you that, you know what, we're moving in the right direction, where our players are starting to get noticed now.
Just wondering, do you have any thoughts on the
officiating?
I know.
No, you know, listen, guys, you know what? I've been around a while, and I'm not getting caught up in that game because I know there's only one winner. It's not going to be me.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thanks. All right, guys.
Thank you. Thank you.